Would you sue your employer for not allowing you to write? That's what Nora Ephron did after quitting Newsweek because she was not allowed to write. Ephron led a class action lawsuit against the magazine for sexual discrimination. This historic move was documented in the book, The Good Girls Revolt, How the Women of Newsweek Sued Their Bosses and Changed the Workplace by Lynn Povich. And both the lawsuit and Ephron's role were fictionalized in a 2016 Amazon series by the similar main title, Good Girls Revolt. Before you accept the status quo, push it to see how far you can go. Ephron was a phenomenal writer. After graduating from Wellesley College in 1962, she worked briefly as an intern in the White House of President John F. Kennedy. Later in her career, she also worked as a writer at The Post, Cosmopolitan, and Esquire magazine. This was, of course, after she applied to be a writer at Newsweek and was told they did not hire women writers. She accepted a position as a mail girl to try to get a foot in the door, but when she got the door slammed in her face repeatedly, she later revolted by quitting and suing them in a class action lawsuit. The pitch challenge today: what's the status quo or current situation in your life that doesn't align with your strengths or abilities? Is someone holding you back from moving ahead? Have you been told that someone your age can't do that anymore? Or maybe it's your race, gender, or financial or marital status that seems to be an obstacle? How can you build a pathway to future success in this area of your life? In the end, Nora Ephron did not become the serious journalist she was striving so hard to be. What she ended up becoming famous for was being one of the most epic writers of award-winning romantic comedy scripts in Hollywood. You may have seen her romantic comedies When Harry Met Sally, Sleepless in Seattle, and You've Got Mail. Yes, Newsweek's former mail girl ended up on top as one of the most respected female screenwriters of all time. Where will your career or life take you? It depends on what you are willing to stand for today.